Next, we'll begin Yanei Taruvos, Hilchos Taruvos, which begins with Siman Sarichas. Before we look at the Siman inside, I'm going to give a Hadamah, not the lengthy kind of Hadamah we did at the beginning of Basra Chol, just maybe just today, to go over some of the important principles that will relate to many Yanei relating to Hilchos Taruvos. Now, first of all, just to define, Taruvos means a mixture. So for our purposes, it's a mixture where you have Isser and Heter mixed together. And there are four different ways to construct a particular mixture. It's actually two different ways, but two times two in a certain sense, time shein arba, because it's a matter of the physical, a matter of the physical qualities of the items that are mixed, and also the status, so to speak, in terms of flavor, what I mean. So some, one type of mixture we have is called min bimino. Right? Min bimino is when there is no difference between the flavor of the davar ha'aser and the flavor of the davar ha'mutar. Right? Let's say two pieces of meat, sar iser and sar heter, that get mixed together, the flavor is identical. That's called min bimino. Right? You can't tell the difference in terms of flavor. The other end is min b'sheino mino. And b'sheino mino is when the flavor of the davar ha'aser, the flavor of the davar ha'mutar is not the same. For example, meat is mixed with vegetables or something. It's clear that the flavor is different. That's called min b'sheino mino. As we're going to see, hopefully today, and throughout, there are differences in halacha, whether we're dealing with a tarobus of min b'mino or a tarobus of min b'sheino mino. And then in terms of the physical makeup, you have what's called lach b'lach, which we'll define now, liquid and liquid. But lach doesn't have to be automatically, it's not automatically liquid, but the basic idea of lach b'lach is when the iser and the heter are mixed together in such a way they become in effect like one item. Okay, so if I have wine, it's mixed with water, that's lach b'lach, so that you can't distinguish between what's in the mixture. Right, that's called lach b'lach. So it could also apply to something if you, let's say you chop up vegetables very, very fine, and so it becomes one davar gusto, it becomes one one unit. That's also going to be called lach b'lach, or even if it's lach b'yavesh, okay, it's also for our purposes lach b'lach. It becomes like one unit. Okay, so if you have something liquid which is non-kosher, it spills onto a piece of meat. It's not really lach b'lach; it's lach b'yavesh, but that has a din of lach b'lach for our purposes now. And then there's also the final category of yavesh b'yavesh. The idea of yavesh b'yavesh is when the items are mixed together, but the issa, the item that's also, stands on its own. It's not mixed. Okay, so if I have a pot with meat, so a piece of osur meat falls into the pot, so it's not mixed together. Probably you may not know which piece is osur, which piece is mutav. It's not a mixture in the same sense that they become like one unit. Right? The issur is only with natsmo. The only problem is you can't tell, again, besar nevela, a piece of non-kosher beef, non-kosher steak, falls into a pot with kosher steak, so there's one piece there that's not kosher, you just don't know which it is. So that's just in terms of a general presentation of some of the important definitions. Again, b'minam, b'shenam, b'no, lach, b'lach, b'lio, shriyavish, and so on. That's going to play an important role in terms of the starubos. Now, as we would think offhand that, well, doesn't the Torah give us guidelines as to what to do when you have items that are mixed together or other situations where there are where we have a robe of one thing and a miut of another thing, right? And shouldn't you just figure out, well, which is the robe and which is the miut? Right? If I have a mixture, so let's figure out how much is of the usur item is in there, how much is the mutter item in there, and the majority wins. That's what happened. The first source, we know the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Mishmos Barakav Gimel, Pasuk Beis. So, Siacham Oros, that's not important for us now, neither is Losanol Lintos, but Acharei Rabim Lahatos. Acharei Rabim Lahatos. And based upon that Pasuk, the Gemara in Gittin, Dafnun, Dalmud Beis, and a number of other places, the particular Sugya, I think we had it once in Basel Chol, the particular Sugya in Gittin, Dalmud Beis, is talking about certain types of nuts that were Arla, they got mixed with other nuts, but they're very chashuv types of nuts, and so on. And so the Arla, it's a different din. And the question is, can they, can it be counted? If you put it on purpose, not on purpose? Again, the details are not so important to us right now, except for the one line the Gemara says, the midoraisa chad betray boto. Right? Midoraisa chad betray boto. We have a din called bitul barov, So if you have three, even a very small rove, l'chora should determine the answer to all our questions. But let's just see what's the rove, what's the meat, and whatever the rove is, that's what wins out and finish. Midiraisa, chad betray botol. Again, as Rashi points out, the situation there is arla and so on. But offhand, just in terms of analysis, it would seem that this is an unusual type of rove. We do it, in other words, the rove by taruvos would seem to be a slightly different type of rove than the rove we usually think about. Those who studied the first parak of Chulin, Shechita and so on, so they remember that the Gemara spends some time trying to understand what is the mokor for the concept of rove. You have this pasuk acharav lahatos, but the Gemara in the context of that sugi, daf yud, basically in the first parak of Chulin, distinguishes what we call a ruba de isa kamar. I didn't put on the sources, but it's a long sugi. You have time, I'll look through it, and look through it briefly. But the Gemara presents a distinction between what's called a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de lesa kamon. Ruba de isa kamon is when the rove is visible, is clear, if anybody's looking, right? For example, a classic case, and if you have the Gemara Chulin, you can look up. It's daf yud aleph and aleph. Maybe I should have put that on the sources. But the Gemara has in yud aleph and aleph, the second line of the page. Minoha milsa the amar abon zil basa ruba. Where do we say? Where do we find yud aleph and aleph? Okay, where do we find the concept that the rabbanon say that zil basa ruba? No, what do you mean? To see it? Achra ablahato. So the pasuk. Where does it come from? The pasuk. You know, that's the Gemara wonder. What do you mean? Well, so that's the din of ruba the isa kamon. Ruba de isa kamon versus kagon tes chanuyos. That's the famous story, right? You find a piece of meat, and there are 10 butcher stores in the area. 9 of them are kosher, and 1 of them is not kosher. You don't know where this particular piece of meat came from. So that's a ruba de isa kamon. The row of the store, everybody knows, on that street. Over here, all the stores across the street from the other building, you know, those are they're all mostly kosher stores and so on. So that's the row. So if you find something, can you assume that it came from, obviously it's no other way of telling. Rove, you know, you rely on rove when there's no other evidence. But can you rely on the rove? So yeah, that's good. You don't test chanuyos. That's the case, right? Rashi explains teisha chanuyos. By the way, the first Rashi, Menoha Milsa. I did the Irid one of the Menoha Milsa, the Chazaka Nocha Namiha. The first part of the sugya there, the first few pages over there in Chulin, told me what's the source of Chazaka. So maybe I got it the rove also. But the Gemara says, what do you mean Menoha? Obviously, you have a puzzle. Teisha chenos kulon mochos psar shkuto. Bachas mocheres psar nevela. V'nimtza bosar ba'aretz. So, halech achar harov. Da kamar chazir. Do it with the tayr. Right? We can have a rule. Halech achar harov. We can assume that piece of meat is kosher. Do I know 100%? I don't know 100%. Takeh may have come from the non-kosher butcher. But that's the rule of Ruba de Isa Kamon. Or the Sanhedrin. Right? The Sanhedrin. You have a case in Sanhedrin. You have a vote. So we know this. Last year, right? So you know that you have a discussion of Bezdin, and whoever the majority wins, right? So if you have a Bezdin of 23, Rashi the Tanan, Yud Beis Mizakim, Yod Mechavin Zakai, right? 12 people say the guy, you know, he's innocent, and 11 people say he's guilty, so out. So that's it, you win. 12-11, the guy's innocent, finished. So that's also, as Lina Bosa, that's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. Take it, count. It's a show of hands, or whatever. That's called a Ruba de Isa Kamon. So the Gemara says, that we understand, that we know comes from Acher Rav Lahatos. The Gemara wants to wonder, what about a Ruba de Lesa Kamon? Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Okay? Particular example the Gemara gives there is by Yevamos, Katan, and Tana. And the whole page has various other, you know, you can't really tell by looking. Is the child old enough? Is Simonim or whatever? So you can't tell by looking. Okay? For example, Hilchos Shechita, where it comes up, is... it's like a natural type of rove. Rove behemoth ksheiros, right? Do we have to be choshish? Maybe this animal's trade. We shech the animal, right? The rove behemoth, or against those shechita bearer. Rove mitzuyin etz shechita mumchehem, right? Most people who undertake to do a shechita, we can assume, no, that whatever. Every time I go to the butcher, I have to give the guy first the bechina in the, you know, the first section here a day. You know, I ask him, does he know the dinim? We assume he knows the dinim, unless you have reason to assume he forgot them. But the rove mitzvah, it's a shechita mumchehem. People who undertake to do shechita, we can assume. So that's a different type of a rove. You understand? That's not a rove. So that's what the Gemara goes back and forth, really, a whole amud, really. What's the source of that rove? And again, that's called a ruba de lesa kamon, where it's not so clear in front of our eyes and so on. Okay? Now, the Gemara's conclusion is not clear, actually. Okay, so some Rishonim, the Rishonim say, well, some say that it's Halacha Moshe Misina. The Ruba, the Leisa, come on, is Halacha Moshe Misina. We can rely on that Rov also. Yes, Rov Misina, it's a Shita Munchahein. We don't have to give the Shofar the Bechin every single time. The Rabbi Machshir doesn't have to check up. He's sometimes supposed to check up, spot check up, and so on. You don't have to give a Shita Bechin of the Shita all the time. Because Rov Mitzvah is a Shvita Mumchenheim, and that's, some say it's Halacha Mishvin Sinai, some say it's also included under Acharam Lahatos and so on. But that's the two types of Rovs that the Gemara there discusses. Okay? But by Tarovas, by us, the situation is a little bit different, because the whole nature of the suffix is a little different. Here, let's take a case of a piece of treif meat falls into a pot of kosher. So, it's a different type of a suffix. I know for a fact, there's no question, there is a piece of treif meat in this pot. That's not the suffix, not, was it? Let's say I have the case with the Teisha Chanuyos. We have a piece of meat. I don't know what the status of this meat is. Did it come from the kosher butcher store? Did it come from the treif? Did it come from one of the nine kosher butcher stores? Did it come from the one treif? I don't know. So that's a one type of a suffix. Here, you know, I have more fact. I know for sure that in this pot there is a non-kosher piece of meat. There's no question about it. We know. I knew it because someone came into the house and later found out they put it in the pot. The only problem is I don't know which one. Okay, there's several pieces of meat in the pot. I'm not sure which one is the non-kosher piece of meat. Okay, it's in a certain sense similar. I guess it's more similar to Ruba de Issa Kamon. Okay, there's something right in front of us, but it's not the same type of a rov. It's not the same type of a suffix. Okay, we know for sure that there's Isser here. Okay, by the Teisha Chanuyos, what do we say? We have a rule that as Lina Basaruba called the parish, Meruba Kaparish. Right? By the way, when you have something which has been removed from where it was originally, so we assume it came from the Rove, right? The meat did not start off in the middle of the street, that's for sure. It came from one of these 10 stores. We don't know which 10 it came from, so we say, called the parish, Meruba Kaparish. The stuff it came from, the Rove is that it came from one of those other stores. Odds are, in English, odds are, odds are that it came from the kosher store, not from the one treif store, right? So in that sense, over there, what does the rov do? The rov is mevarer. The rov clarifies, and its machria tells us we have the right to behave in this fashion. We have the right to assume, because the odds are that this came from, even if it's a total one, the odds are it came from the majority, so therefore we have the right. That's what the rov does. That's what Acharam Lahatos does. It tells us we have the right to assume that the majority, that it came from the majority, so it's mevar, it's machriya, the suffix. Okay, but here, if we're going to say, and as we're going to come to in a second, what are we going to do now with this pot of meat? Can you tell me, can I eat all the pieces of the meat? All three pieces of meat in the pot? If I do, I'm definitely, this one of the pieces definitely treif. So here it's a rov that's going even further. If we're going to say, well, let's say I say, again, we had basar chalav, so a little bit of milk spills into the pot of soup. I know that there's basar chalav here. There is, I saw it, I saw my own eyes. Some milk spilled in the soup, so shouldn't we be concerned at some point, now I'm eating some of this soup, so it's basar chalav, for sure it's basar chalav. Right? Or for sure this treif, something treif got mixed in. I saw it happen. Okay, the only thing is now I can't tell which piece of meat it was. Right, typically the case once with a caterer, you got a shipment of the mistaken shipment of some meat, and they threw everything into this big pot, including all the kosher chickens, and this other one was a shipment that was intended for somewhere else, whatever, was a mistake, and it was put. So okay, so we know that some of the chicken in that, whatever it is now, this pot of chicken, many, many chickens, okay, we know that there's treif there. Right, so here we're saying the rov is going to take us beyond us, the rov is going to do something else. So keep this background in mind. It's more than just the machri of the suffix. So keep that thought in mind. I'd like to look, the starting point in terms of our discussions is the Mishnah Chulin, should say Tzadi Vav and Beis, where it talks in the following, Tzadi Vav and Beis. 3/4 verse Tzadi Vav and Beis. And that is in the end of Parak Gid HaNoshe, where the Mishnah says the following, let's read through it together slowly. Yerech shnisbashel bo gid hanoshe. You have the thigh, okay, and you're supposed to, of course, remove the gid hanoshe. We don't eat gid hanoshe. But whatever the reason, this yerech, they forgot to remove it. Shnisbashel bo gid hanoshe. Okay, and the gid hanoshe was cooked together with the rest of the meat. The rest of the meat is certainly kosher. It's a kosher animal, kosher, slaughtered properly, and so on. But they forgot to take out the gid hanoshe. Now, the concern is that even if you'll take out the Gid Hanoshe, now, afterwards, now you take the meat out of the oven, oh my gosh, I forgot to take out the Gid Hanoshe, don't take it out right now. But the concern is, and this is where, you know, the Tarovis comes in, there is a flavor that was imparted by the Gid Hanoshe into the rest of that meat, right? There's a flavor that's imparted to the rest of that meat. So the Gemara Mishnah says, in Yesh Bo Menosim Tam, Harezu Asura. If there's enough of the Gid Hanoshe that has been actually imparted flavor into the other, to the rest of the meat, so then Taka, the rest of the meat is also, even though I take the Gid Hanoshe out now. And this, of course, brings us into the discussion, which again we touched upon in Basim Chol, we'll talk about Bez Hashem later in the week, the issue of Tam Kiyikur, right? That we assume that not only is the treif item not kosher, but even if the treif item is no longer there, it's been removed, but it impacted, it imparted flavor to the kosher item, so flavor is also asur. The non-kosher flavor is also asur. We'll discuss that at length. That's called Tam Kiyikur. We've had that a little bit. Now we'll go into greater detail. But anyway, so the Mishnah says, in Yeshua, it's in Tam Arezo Sura. So the more Mishnah asks, 1 second, it's a Kates of Mishan also. How do you tell? Right? Kates of Mishan. So how can you tell, how do you measure whether this Gid Hanoshe imparted flavor to the rest of the meat? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah had the answer. I'll tell you how. Kibosar belefes. Okay, kibosar belefes. Lefes is turnips, a vegetable. Right? It's like you pretend, Rashi says, roen ki'ilu ayerek lefasos, bagid bosar. You imagine, or you consider it as though the yerek, the rest of the meat, is turnips or vegetables. Bagid bosar, and the gid is meat. Ki'ilu hayanosin tam bosar, kishir agid lefasos ayerek bosar. Okay? He says that if that amount of meat would impart flavor to the vegetables, then we say the same thing, then yes, the gid imparted flavor to the rest of the thigh, right, in our case. In other words, if that little, whatever that amount of meat is, if that amount of meat would impart flavor, if it were to be mixed with vegetables, so then it's the same thing over here. Okay, and then Rashi adds, the shiur and aloha moshmi sinai, ugmir de bahachim isharinim, Yafal pish yilu hayda kruvo kaful hayatzar pachas ayosim. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai is done based on lefasos, turnips, which is kind of like a mild type of vegetable, as opposed to other types of vegetables. Kruv is cabbage, and kaful is leeks, and so on. So the intensity may be different. It may take more meat or less meat to impact the flavor, depending on what, you know, what flavor you're imparting. What is the item that the flavor is being imparted to? So obviously, depending on what the item is, more or less meat will be required to impart flavor, depending on the sharpness and the intensity and so on of the other thing. But anyway, Rashi says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, I just referred to it in the sources, that's a Gemara in Sukkah, of Heyam and Beis. The Gemara says, Hey, Sofam and Beis in Sukkah, Amar Chibar Ashi, it's an important, just Marmukka to be aware of. In general, it's in a few places, but that's one of them, for the first time. Amar Chibar Arab, maybe it's an error, and also, Amar Chibar Ashi, Marav, Shi'urin Chatzitzin and Mechitzin, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. All matters related to shiurin, as Rashi explains, shiurin shalishun kigon kezayis, lecholach ilis yisr, kosevas yom kippur. Right? How do you know what the Torah says in alayi chometz? Okay, the Torah says in alayi yom kippur. The Torah says in alayi eat whatever trade. So how much do you have to eat? Right? So forget about chotzi shiurin on the Torah moment. What's the minimum? So we know it's kezayis for certain dinim, kosevas for other dinim. Okay, how much water has to be in a mikveh for a mikveh to be considered kosher? So that's a memsah, etc. So all these things, all these shiurim in the category of halacha moshe mitzinai. Chatzitzin rashes, chatzitzin posas, mechila, mechitzin, zilpas, mechitza, highest to be. All these things are in the category of halacha moshe mitzinai. So that's what Rashi refers to over here. It's halacha moshe mitzinai. How much is it that it will impact that piece of meat? Were meat impacting turnips, how much it would be? That's what the shiur is over here as well. Okay. So, and again, I stress, even if the gid has now been removed, we're concerned about the flavor. So now we're being introduced to the fact that it's not a simple matter just of majority, because we also have to take into account flavor. So it goes back to what I said before. If we're dealing with min bimino, clearly it's only one set of rules, because min bimino, there's no flavor that's imparted. No flavor is imparted. So you see, all these things will, Bez Hashem, fall into place. As an aside, the other issue is, which we'll see, yeah.
Min-bimino flavor is imparted, you just can't.
We can't tell, it's not discernible, right, correct. Okay, you can't discern, you can't tell. In fact, that's what the Miri points out. I printed this Miri over here, based on the theory. He says, because You can't have somebody taste it. Let's say you can have a guy taste it. We'll come back to that too. You can't have a guy taste it and tell you because you can't tell what the flavor is imparted. Now, he's mentioned a very important point. Obviously, and that's what the Mishnah uses the term nos etam. It's the yerech and the gid. It's the same flavor. It is nos etam. Okay? It is nos etam. But how can we tell? Right? It's correct. It's what the Mishnah is saying. You know, there's no question that there's flavor that's imparted from the gid to the rest of the thigh. But you can't taste the flavor. You can't tell. You give someone a taste it, what's he going to tell you? It tastes like meat. Okay, same thing, right? It's all the same flavor. So how do we know? That's why the Mishnah has to give that example of you assess the amount as if it were meat with turnips. Not the same thing. That is a transition of flavor, right? That is a discernible change in flavor. So whatever it'll be over there, that's what's going to be over here. That's what the Mishnah is pointing out. That's the same. It's not shy to talk about somebody tasting it because the tom of the meat and the tom of the gid are the same flavor. So that's why the Mishnah has to come up with this other construct to help you figure out, well, how do you tell if you can't discern the flavor? So you take the same, if you're doing a scientific experiment, you take the same amounts with something where flavor is discernible, a transfer of flavor is discernible, and then you measure it on the basis of that. Okay, the second part of the Mishnah says, Okay, what if the gid anosha was cooked with other gidim? Kosher, not all gidim inside the animal are trained, just the gid anosha. Right? So let's say you cook gid anosha shenis bashel im hagidim. Okay, as Rashi explained, shenis bashel gidim shalhatter. Other gidim are mutter, right? So they cook the gid anosha together with other gidim. Bizman shem makiro. Okay, bizman shem makiro. So if I can tell which is the gid anosha, those people know how the inside of the animal looks, can tell which is this gid, which is the other type of gid. So a person can tell is man shemakir. So mashlichu l'chutz. Okay, so take it out of the pot and throw it away. The ein kan ela pleitas. So now we're only concerned with flavor. So again, yidanoshu shbashim gidim is man shemakir. Take it out. Then it's benos in tam. It's also only if it's benos in tam. Okay, neish benos in tam b'chol elu. Then it's also but if you can't tell it apart, you can't tell which is a gid anosha, which isn't, then kulan asurin. Kulan asurin means, as Rashi explains, it will come before you in tam b'min b'minos she'en adam yochal apchino shirim shishim. We'll get that later. Okay, but in the second case, if you can't tell the gid apart, even if it's not going to transfer any flavor, even if it's a small amount, but still you can't take the chance because you don't know which is, you can't eat any of them because any one that you eat may be the gid on Russia, right? You don't know. Since you don't know any particular gid you're going to consume, maybe the gid that's awesome. So therefore, the kulan asurin, okay? But Rashi explains, but the Gemara is going to discuss later, that when you have nos in tam and min mino, that you can't tell the difference, shiar b'shishim. We'll come back to that. But we love kulan asurin. B'chol echad yesh lomar zehu, okay? Any one of the gidin, you can say, well, wait a minute, maybe that's the gid anosha. Now, says Rashi, right away, you should ask, wait a minute, so why don't you say go by the majority? The majority is not the gid anosha. Right? So that's Rashi, don't worry, the Gemara will ask that question. The Gemara parach, the Bota Berubim. In other words, why does the Mishnah say that you can't tell, if you can tell which is the gid anosha and which isn't, so now take out the gid anosha, get it out of the mix. All right, now the only question is the flavor. So you figure out the flavor. Rashi just told us that the flavor, it's shishim, okay, which we've all heard of before, right? Rashi tells us it's shishim, and then good, then you can eat it. But if you can't tell the gid on osha from the other gid, then you can't eat anything, because any particular gid you'll take out of the pot could be that that's the gid on osha. So Rashi, one second, why don't we say about the barov? Rashi says, you just have to stay tuned, the Gemara will ask that question later. Okay, and the Gemara said, the Mishnah rather goes on and says, okay, rotev, which is the gravy, that's also no sentam. Rotev is going to be determined based on the flavor. Okay, no sentam. V'chein chaticha shol avela. V'chein chaticha shol dag tome. Shenizbash ima chatichas, v'zman shemakir no sentam. In love, kuhun asur is rotev no sentam. So again, it's the same idea. It's not just a dimba gina rosha, but the Mishnah extends this to other types of avela meat that got, or non-kosher fish, got mixed up with kosher fish and so on. All right? So, Rashi, Bizman Shemakir, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Bizman Shemakir, the Chatichos, Isa Misharim, the Nosentam. The ain ban kidei lotos is tam shel het har ya sharm mutaras. The main ma kirin kol khatikh so to kol akas yes lakh shalom a shema zuli. A rot of mutar you may khatikh is kidei lotos is tam to kol khatikh so keep a rot. In other words, the gravy can be mutter if there's no nistin is tam, because if you eat the gravy, that's definitely not the gid. Right? That's definitely not the piece of non-kosher meat. Okay. That's the mission. Again, a very important mission of our purpose. Now, we already saw that Rashi mentioned over here, in the Dumas of Kula Asurim, he says, L'kam meforesh dinosin tam b'min b'mino she'en odiroch l'avchino she'arua b'shishim. If you can't tell apart, okay, you can't tell apart by tasting, there's no discernible taste difference, so the she'ar is shishim. And that we know. Okay, and what's important to us now is we moved away from Batel B'Rov, which we saw Acher Rav Lahatos. Sometimes in the Tarubas, the key is going to be Rov, and other times in the Tarubas, the key is going to be Shishim. That's what we say. And what the difference is, is there a flavor that's a part of it? That's what I'm trying to get. This is just by Hakdama. We already saw the concept of Batel B'Rov. We already see now the concept of Batel B'Shishim, which is mentioned Rashi over here. The truth is, Rashi earlier, you got to be willing to look it back. Rashi earlier, Daf Pei Tesla days, Divra Maskel and Yeshpo Beno Sentam. Rashi back there already. It's a few lines before they get wide in the second half of the page. In Yeshpo Sentam, Shiru Chacham Shishim Kol No Sentam Stam. By all No Sentam Stam, the Chacham said is a din in Shishim. Okay, Tosus Tzadizan Beis. I'm all going to show them. Tosfos that is on the list is called Isurin Shabbatar Mishrena also Kilo Hain Bots of the Kaflot, right? The Tosfos there on Tzadizan Reis is talking about a different sheet that we said you measure it by turnips, but others say you measure it by onions and leeks, okay? So he says, Tosfos says, the second Tosfos on Tzadizan Reis, Midlo Noka Kibosu Alephis, the son of Mastisin, Kabigin Rosh Hamashma, the ancient Shabbat. Sounds, well, maybe it's different. Maybe sometimes you got to compare it to turnips, sometimes you got to compare it to meat impacting onions or leeks. Yeah. So he says, Masha ancient Shabbat, the Gid, lo yoyev tamakule hai, right? The Gid maybe gives up less meat. The Misharim kibos of a lefet. So, Shari sum, the Abitai matvei, Sharim the bots of a kafut. The Domar of Nachman, Gid beshishim, Masha the bots of a lefet, Havashir beshishim. Well, the fees that polling of Yochanan are the Rav of the Leil, the Amar Kosun Shavatar B'Shishim. Sounds like there are Amaram who disagree with what we said before is the Dover Pashim, which is the sheet of rubble, which we'll see inside in a second, okay, that everything is B'Shishim. But, says Tosus, Ukerava Kaimalon, but the halacha is like Rava, the Hu Basra, Rav is at the end of the Amaram, Mechain Paskin, Paribasra, Zahazar, Zara, Gabi Achbar, B'Shichra, yeah, it's a rodent, a rat, and fell into some beer and so on. So that's Samach Tal, Samach Tes of Alavach Morozor, which I printed here in source 11. The Hilchah saw Idi be'idi b'shishdin v'kein kol isun shabbatar. In other words, I'm simply pointing out to you that according to Tosas, according to the Gemara, the Tosas explaining, not so posh that everybody agreed that the amount was shishim, could be that Amorim disagreed, and said it depends on the food, depends on the intensity of the sharpness of the food. Doesn't matter, but we hold, like Rava says, Tosas, that everything is done through Shishim, and that's the accepted view. And source number 12, the Ran, commenting on the Rif, Lamed Heyamed Beis. It's a long Dibur Maskel. Dibur Maskel starts on Lamed Heyamed Aleph. Dibur Maskel is going to see it tomorrow. But this is on Lamed Heyamed Beis. I don't know if I can find it even. If you have the Ran in front of you, look at Kedusha Anshei Shem, the side of the page. Go about halfway through that and slide over to the Gemara. It says, Leficha. Hishru chachamin kol nosnei tamu le'elu de lo limtlo levatlo le'vishishin. The alpha gav the botzim hocha botel taima afilo min b'mino the botel the rice the chad betray yitzvichu shishim. Okay, kevan shiz mishpas b'chol alpha b'shein taima nikri de lo plug rabbonim. The lo plug rabbonim, the Ran said, and even though some foods may be b'vatel, the flavor may be nullified with less than shishim and so on, doesn't matter. They set up this rule that that's the din. And the issue and the halacha is shishim, and that, as we said, is the rule of Rava. Very important statement of Rava on the bottom of Tzadik Zion of an Aleph. The Amar Rava, you see that inside if you have it. Tzadik Zion of an Aleph, last line of the page. The Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan B'Taima. Sometimes the Rabbanan, this is key for us. Sometimes the Rabbanan say that bittul in the Tarobas works through Taima. It's a matter of flavor. The Omer Rabbanon Bekfela, sometimes you can, it's a matter of having somebody taste it. The Omer Rabbanon Beshishim, and sometimes it goes by Shishim. So Hilcha, here's the deal. Min B'She'eno Mino Dehetera. Okay, we have Min B'She'eno Mino Dehetera. And you have a mixture of min be'eno mino, meaning that there's flavor, min be'eno mino is flavors imparted, discernible flavors imparted. So min b'she'eno mino b'hetera, okay, so that's b'taima, then a person can taste it. What's an example? Okay, let's just see the Rashi, top of the side of the diamond base. V'am rabbanu b'shishim, b'parak basam v'sechad z'ozor, paskinin hilchasov b'chol yisun shibatara b'shishim, b'ein bas m'cholov, b'ein shari yisun b'shishim, that's what we just saw before. Right, Rashi quotes that Gemara Morozara Samachtas, but everything is Shishim. So min b'sheinu mino, what does it mean? Says Rashi, Sha'adam yochol lahavchim tamo. You can discern the flavor. Ushneim shalheta sheyochol ben brisat tamo. Going truma v'chulin, truma and chulin got mixed together. So who can taste it? A kohen, because a monoshah. But chulin is good, and truma you can eat too. A regular Israel, non-kohen can't taste truma, but a Jew can taste it. So therefore, it's b'taima. Says Rashi, yat imenu kohen, imen truma, senes tam b'chulin, yachal tafsh, afuzar. Some truma got mixed up with chulin. So says Rashi, have a kohen taste it. He's certainly allowed to eat this mixture, either way. Okay, and let him tell you, does the truma, whatever the truma item was, does that impart flavor to the whole thing? If it doesn't, so then a regular Jew can eat the rest of it also. There's no flavor. Okay. That's it. Min b'shenu b'hetera. The surah continues the more b'kfela. Kfela means a non-Jew. Okay, the surah, if it's a combination of these surahs, says Rashi on Bosu b'cholav, she'ein ben bris yachol atama sam chinak kfela. Bosu b'cholav, you can't tell a Jew to taste it. You want to find out, does this meat have milk flavor? Well, if it does, you just ate something that's usher. Okay, so you can't have a Jew do it. So in such a case, we go by kfela. We have a non-Jew who's allowed to eat possible color, whatever other mixture is. You can eat the trade for eat the chazer, whatever. Okay, so then we rely on kfela. Okay, min mino, that's also min chaino mino de hetera, de surah. Then we go by a kfela. And finally, min bimino, okay, min bimino, if it's a mixture of min bimino where there is no discernible flavor, so somebody tasting it is not going to be able to give us any information. Okay, won't be able to help us for any helpful information. So the surah, min b'mino, says Rashi, bain b'hetera, bain b'surah, doesn't matter. The leka lahavchim tamo, you can't distinguish between one flavor and the other, the same flavor, it's min b'mino. Okay, so, or says the Gemara, inami min b'she'eno mino, the surah, the leka kfela, okay, or it's a min b'she'eno mino, there's no kfela, no goy around. Or you could even say, in the case of the true and there's no coin around, we're all a bunch of Israel, so that we can't, you know, min Rashi is inami min Min b'she'eno mino, the sur, the lekek v'ela, become the tamei misharim b'shishim. Those cases, misharim b'shishim. So that rule is 60. Okay? So those, are, again, what we've been introduced to now is that sometimes the concept of bitul b'rov, sometimes the concept of bitul b'shishim, and that's really, again, setting the table for the you know, for the dinim of tarugas. Now, let's talk about min b'mino. Okay, and specifically, as I have written here in Aleph Beis, min b'mino yavish b'yavish. So halacha is yavish b'yavish, and it's and again it's min b'mino. Okay, yavish b'yavish means you have three pieces of meat, let's say, or at least three pieces of meat. One is non-kosher, and the two are kosher. All right. So by min b'mino, yavish b'yavish, halacha is bitul b'rov. That's a place where we say there's bitul b'rov. Okay, because no discernible flavor is imparted there, and there we rely on the regular din d'oraisa of bitul b'rov, and we're not goes there atu min b'she'eino mino. Okay. Because even that, as we'll see later, is only drabbanon. So min b'mino b'yavish b'yavish, regular rules of bitul b'rov apply. You don't even need shishim, not even on a drabbanon level, according to Moses and so on. All right? Where do we know that from? So as I said before, the Gemara, Rashi told us, the Gemara, after the Mishnah, the Gemara commented on Mishnah, the Mishnah had said, if you have gid anoshe, it was mixed in with other gidim, so now you take it out, and now the question is, was there any, and you know which one's the gid anoshe, your makir, which is a good enough? Just take that one out. You can eat the rest of the stuff as long as no flavor has been imparted, right? But the question is, if I don't know, says the Gemara, which is the Gid Anosha, which is the other Gid, you can't eat any of it. Why? Because any particular piece you take might be the Gid Anosha. Then you're playing with fire. Okay, so you can't do that. So ask the, and Rashi says the Gemara will ask. Okay, Rashi back on Tzadi, what was it, Tzadi Vav Mabez, said the Gemara will ask the question. Well, he was right. On Tzadi Tesa Mabez, the Gemara does ask the question. The very bottom of the page, Tzadi Tess and Vez, the Gemara asks, right? Ain't begin, Gid Anoshin is Basha, but Livtov Aruba, Okay? And says Rashi there, Ki ein makiro, you can't tell which is the gidim nasha, which isn't. So she bought the marov. If you have, at least you have two other gidim in that pot, we say bought the marov. So the Gemara answers on top of the kufam alav, barrier shining. Okay, barrier shining. The gidim nasha is considered a barrier, which we'll get to in the upcoming simonim. But barrier shining, there is a different thing. Okay? You know, the special chomer, yeah.
But we're trying to put the others together.
It's Yavish Yavish. It is Yavish Yavish. Okay, to get the Gidna meat. It's Yavish Yavish. But what's important for us right now, so the Gemara gives a teretz, barrier shine. I'll digress for a moment. Then the Gemara asks, but the next part of the Mishnah says, wasn't just true of Gidan Asher. The second part, the last part of that Mishnah said, if Chaticha Nevela got mixed in with other Chatichos, or Chaticha's dog Tome got mixed in with other Chatichos, same din, so there you can't answer barrier. Right, so the Gemara says, "Chen chetzon elusim, same kasha." The tibata baruba. Why don't we say bita barov? The Gemara says, "Those who learn Beitz and the Kol, that's the question of how chashav is. It's esher darker than manos, kol shadar darker than manos. You know, something that's ordinarily counted as something separate. But bottom line, the Gemara asks, "Shiny chaticha ho barulis kabe, both ne orchem. It's chaticha is kabe. That's why." It's talking about a case where the meat is also not bottled because of chaticha or rulis gabit, which we'll also have a simon about shortly. The Gemara then goes on to say why you need both. Okay, why you need to tell me one is a barrier, one is chaticha or rulis gabit? It's tzricha. Again, you can read it yourself, kufa bar alef, over there in Chulin. Now, what's important for us, though, is not the answer of barrier or of chaticha or rulis gabit. What's important for us is the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, why don't we say bittel barov? Oh, good, so we have a technicality. But what does it prove, as far as we're concerned? That ordinarily, Yavish B'Yavish, it is what? It's Bata Barov. Because the Gemara says, why isn't it Bata Barov here? Okay, technically, it's very good. It comes out to the Terence as to why, in this particular case, it's not. But the fact that Gemara asked the Kasha indicates to us that usually Bata Barov works. And we go back for a moment to the previous Amud, Tzadik Chesam Beis, the Rashi there, is left off the sheet, which says, Dima Maskel, Mido Reiser. Okay, Dima Maskel, the Mido Reiser. It's about towards the end of the page. Kloma, Ilav Mehai Garmina, Umashrina Bintul Tam, Kishar Bintul Reiser, Maruba Havalon, Abitul, Kibitzim, Akram Lahatam. There the Gemara is somewhat a different exception. Okay, without the details now, but again, Rashi there says what I'm just saying over here also. The fact that the Gemara raises the question, okay, so good to have a teretz. Same thing with it, to have a teretz. But ordinarily, it's going to be the regular din of bintel based on acharav lahatos. So therefore, we're talking about a yavish biyavish, okay, yavish biyavish. Ordinarily, regular bintel is going to work like all other bintel doraisa based on acharav lahatos. So same thing by us. So da yavish biyavish, okay, we have a yavish biyavish, which is min bimino, is bottle barov. Period. Now, Tosus makes two very important observations on Kuf Amud Aleph. Okay, take a look at the top Tosus of Kuf Amud Aleph from Kuf and Barrier Shining. Tosus, I feel the elephant above it. Fine. The Chain Chatechus Kavin also above it. I'm a hoch. The Hecha, the Parish Kavin, and I'm an Osu, Xerish Mikakan, and Kavu, a different thing. Kavin, Chenis, and Nikur. But, here's the key line for us. But the Dover She'eno. Lo beria the lo chaticha niskabed butl berov. That's the key line of Tosus for us. Something which is neither a beria nor it's chaticha niskabed. So then it's butl berov and adds Tosa feelings of darbonon like her. It's butl berov. Even darbonon you don't need more than a rov. Regular rov works. But he throws in one line. Meu but shema lechad gavra hayasur. Maybe one person shouldn't eat all three pieces of meat. One person shouldn't eat all three pieces of meat. Maybe, says Tosfos. Ulai, meal, shema. Shema lechad gavra oyahosa. It's an important point that Tosfos says. We want to deal with the first point first. Because Tosfos says clearly, yavish b'yavish, meaning it's bottle of a rove, the right hand, there's no chumah d'rabbanan. I just want to point out, not everybody agrees with that point. Okay, although the rove of the Rishonim do. The Ran, on Lamed Vav Med Aleph, the Ran on Lamed Vav Med Aleph in the pages of the Rif, Ran says, "Your master Garcina be Gemara." He quotes the Ravid. He says, when we parkin a very shiny hawker bush and so on and so forth, fine. Then he says, v'chosem arayvitzal, v'chiyamrina v'lipotel v'ruba, lav v'ruba mamish kamar, d'ahinu chad v'tray. D'amidu abonon shishin v'inon. The Ran quotes the Raivit, when the Gemara asks l'potel v'ruba, and says, well, no, that's the exception, but really, doesn't mean regular rove, 2-1. Not a simple rove, but it means shishin. That's how the Raivit holds. So the Ran, because at the Rabbanon level, you always eat shishin. That's the Raivit shishin. The Ran goes on, you can read inside, the Ran disagrees. Okay, the Ran quotes the Raivit, because the Raivit means shishin. Okay? The Lone Hira, that's all he says, because the Ruba, Bechol Duch, the Ruba Mam, I mean, throughout Shas, what says the Ram? It says Ruba, it means Rove. It would have meant Shishan, would have said Shishan. Right? The Ram rejects and he brings Raya's and so on. Okay? And he says that which we require Shishan by Min Bimino and so on, that's because it's mixed together, we'll come back to that point. But Yavish B'Yavish, Kevin Sha Iser Omid Ba'atzmo, Umidina Chad B'Trei Bota, Hochanabe, Botum Dabona, the Shir Samach, Lo Shayach, Hochanklau. Okay, the whole mitzvah tam b'hachi. Right? What is shishim? Shishim is to eliminate tam. What tam? There's no flavor and so on. But in any event, the Ran disagrees with that Raya, but we should be aware that there is a sheet in the Shonim that disagrees. As a side point, at the bottom of that, I put it in here because we mentioned Barry already, as a side point, but the Ran on the bottom of the page, the same page, Lamed Vav and Aleph, the page of the Rif, points out that in order for something called a Beria, maybe about 15 lines up or less, it has something in order to be qualified as a barrier, has to have three conditions met. Okay, it has to be, you know, it's self, it's usher from the time it's created, like Gidon Osher, right? As opposed to, for example, if you have a bird that became an avela, something like that, so it's also a barrier, it's also, but one time it was not trade, right? So that's one rule he has. The second rule he has, a sheni should take brias neshama. It has to be something that's living, as opposed to, let's say, a fruit, or a kernel of wheat, or something like that, which also could be viewed as a barrier, it's its own independent entity, but it doesn't have the breath of life. A shlishi should take shlema. It has to be whole, can't be chopped up. Okay? And he gives, Ryan goes on to give examples. Yisur migufa keitzek yonko, giranasha, right? That's, as opposed to tzipor tahora, which became an avail. Right? That's one rule here. What's a Shor Nisko, and differences when these things get mixed in, they're not called buried. Tonight, Shani, Rias Neshama, can go to Tzipor, and get an Asher, it has some Yusuf. But if it doesn't, like it's a Chita, something like that, it's not considered buried. And the third thing has to be Shlema, it wasn't distressing, it wasn't already chopped up. Okay, that was a side point, just to, since we mentioned buried, and it's in that same run, I presented it to you. I want to point out, though, the Rambam, Perek Tesvo, Vilchos Machos Asuras, Tesva Vilchos Machos Asuras, Alok Adalim. The Rambam points out, Tesva Adalim. Rambam writes, Nafal Chelev Kloyos, the Chelev Alyam, different types of Chelev, the different type of fats got mixed in with some are kosher, some are not. Ram writes, what's usher is chelav akloyos, right? Those who studied the Vayikra remember that the chelav that's usher, chelav akloyos, it's right by the kidney, that chelav is usher, chelav in the fat of the tail, okay, is not, so if you have 2-1, it's mutum in a Torah. Avo medivre sof from akol usher, however medivre sof from its usher, okay, so. Says the Achi Yabed Dabar Asim Otsim Yutav Lo Yadabar Choshen Echenel Medes Moshe's Bar. He'll explain later what it is. The next one he says that it's Shishim. Okay, Shishim. So the Rambam evidently agrees like the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuras agrees like the Ravid, holds like the Ravid on the Ran. That you don't, we said, Tosas said, Adach Kufim and Aleph. And the Ran said that we have Yavish, B'Yavish, a mixture of Yavish, B'Yavish, Min B'Mino. So it's bottle the rove, and even with the rabbanon, you don't need any more than that, right? The Ran quoted the Rav, he said, no, but the rabbanon, you shishim, that's the Rambam seems to hold also. So it's worth pointing out, the Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam, it's Alok Adalim, Kesef Mishnah explains, quotes well in the Gemara, of course, and then at the end he says, Bekasu atosus, arashbo, barosh, baran, afilu isu dabaran lekum. Kedemash mahacha barayvit pirish, the hoga maksu batu beruba, la beruba mamish kamar, manuchai betray, the hoga dabaran shishim, and ela beruba kamar, the hain shishim. Vechein ir, vidi berashi, vechein das arbeinu, kedas arayvit berashi. So it's a machokas we shown him. Whether you need, by, but in general, the more prominent, again, Rambam and Raya, and possibly Rashi also, so that's not nobody. But the Rove seems to hold that's a Magadish or Kesemish, I'm sorry. I should say Kesemish. The Kesemish explains. Okay. But now we come to an interesting question, and that is how far does this go? This kula by min bimino yavish biyavish, right, which we said is both of a robe, and according to many we've shown them, even the rabbanon, you don't need any more than a robe. So how far exactly does this go? So the rush here in Chulin, Parag Zion, Sinan Lamed Zion. You can look it up inside if you haven't done so already. Parag Zion, Sinan Lamed Zion. The rush, I guess the most extreme position. The rush writes, it's really printed in Malakoma since 26, but we'll say it before, okay, before the next one. The Rosh writes, Parag Zayin to the Lamed Zayin, V'yeroa shemutor lo'ochon ke'achas. Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. He said, Avodover, like Tosis says, Avodover she'ein beri, v'lo chatiku eskabe, v'otol b'ro, v'afil yisgarbon leka k'nevash ro'ach. Let's say like Tosis. Okay, but then he adds, you can eat all three pieces together. One Jew can sit down and eat three pieces. It's staggering. That goes back to what I said at the beginning of this year. It's a different type of roe. Right? It's an amazing thing. You have three pieces of meat, and I know one is not kosher. Guess what, says the Rosh. Since two of them are kosher, I may now eat all three pieces of meat in one sitting. Okay? And bench afterwards. Okay? It's perfectly kosher. That's what the Rosh writes. The Rosh, Shemut Alochem Kachat. Well, Domino Adam Perak HaTarubas, I just want to point out, since the Rosh mentioned it, maybe some other Rishon mentioned, they refer, there's no such Perak called Perak HaTarubas. If you look, do a search, okay, if you look at one of these alphabetical listings, most Prokin, the nickname of every Perak is based on the first Gidan Osher, right, or Kala Bosher, comes from the first couple of words of the Perak, right? So that's the 99% of the time. Sometimes it's Elizabeth Mila, you know, so they had another word because it was the subject is Mila, not Stam of Elizabeth. But most of the time, the nickname of a parak in Shas is based on the opening words of the parak, like the Parashas Shavuot. Okay? So you look for it, it says here, I'm in a parak HaTarubas. So now where's that parak HaTarubas? So here it tells you where it is, okay? It's in Zvachim, but it's not called, the word HaTarubas is not the first word. The opening words are called HaZvachim Shenis Arvu. The nickname of the parak, that was called Parak HaTarubas. Just be aware of that. In case you want to look something up, you see Parak HaTarubas, you know, then you check a search, and there's no such parak. Okay, but that's what the Rishonim called it that. Anyway, so there it's talking about also a situation, and the Rosh says not the same. Okay, So he says here, Chad betrayed the Dabi Avish, I feel the Abonim Potel. The lomishum sveka sharmina lay. You know, because, one second, what are you going to look at each piece? Let's say I want to eat the three pieces of meat now. So how do you look at it, says the Rosh? I have three pieces of meat. One I know is not kosher. The other two are kosher. So he says the Rosh, lomishum, but towards the end of that column, the lomishum sveka sharmina lay. Da filo we ochel echada chada leka el echada sveka u sveka the rice of the chumra. Because otherwise you'll take a piece of meat, and I'm picking up this piece of meat, and I'll say, one second, is this the kosher piece? Is it non-kosher meat? I don't know. Well, we're dealing with this with the rice, it's taking the rice of the chumrah. Right? It's a suffix. So issue is not a suffix. Ella says the Rosh, Mishum de Gzeras HaKosahu, de Chsim Acher Rab Lahatos, Hilchach Chad betrayed Ba'atel. Here is magic words. V'nepach Iser Leos Heter. Those are the $1 million words the Rosh says. Nepach Isser, magically, not just magic words, the concept is magic. Okay, suddenly, the Isser, we know that there was a trench piece of meat here. That piece of meat is now kosher. Why exerts a kosher? Acher Rab Lahatos, the same Torah that said we're not allowed to eat that meat in the first place, tells us now that this piece of meat is kosher. It magically came, it was turned from a non kosher piece of meat into a kosher meat. Why exerts a kosher? Umutra la ochra filo kulon ka'achas. Okay, now, here's what we do. Our bonon hech kmir b'min b'mino hechesh nesbashel yachad kodim shenot harvosav lonikra dino of shein heter matzvichos shishim. Okay, min b'mino, when it's cooked together means it was, well, it became like lach b'lach, it became like one unit, so then we're machmir, that you require shishim and so on. Okay, that the zero atu min shein amino. Abo min b'mino b'dover yobe shenot harvosav nase heter gomor. Came in the afternoon, especially on time, because it won't give off any discernible flavor when it's cooked together, and so on. So that's what the Rosh says, the staggering chiddush, but that's what he says, that's the din. So this goes back certainly to what I said before. This is a very different type of rove. This isn't the regular rove, or I had a suffix, so we'll say, Ruvadisa, come on, right? The piece of meat here, so I don't know if the piece of meat came from the kosher store or from the trade store. So we look at the rove. Rove, kosher stores, non-kosher stores, one trade store, so the odds are it came from kosher store, not allowed to eat it. That's one thing. Because now maybe someone has a suffix, we don't know. But here, the chiddush is, at least according to the Rosh, it's a tremendous chiddush. I'm eating something, and there's, once I had all three pieces, I definitely ate a non-kosher piece of meat. Or what was a non-kosher piece of meat. Says the Rosh, okay. Why? Because napach iser leos heter. Yeah.
I'm not sure we're going to get to this, but would the Rosh say you didn't?
He doesn't seem to hold that. He says the whole thing. That's a xeris hakosim. Would he say to be machna? I'm not saying pass like the Rosh. It doesn't sound like he's saying that. Yeah.
Why is that any bigger of a chiddush than bittul? Because if at the end of the day the tam is technically
Okay, good. So we'll get to lach b'lach. We'll talk about lach b'lach.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But for right now, for yovish b'yovish, it may not be a big chiddush, but question the other way. That's also a chiddush. But the Rosh is saying that's the sheet of the Rosh over here. So the question is, where did the Rosh, come up with such a, what's this? You can't just say, it's not the usual. Usually, achay rab mahatos means, like I said before, azlinan bosa ruba, right? Halech achar harov. Okay, we actually had, in Basu Chalav way back, we also discussed this, or Rabbi we had, about whether it's halech achar harov, or it's bitul barov, but it's a little different. Here we're saying, and it relates, but here we're saying the usual halacha harov was in a basaruba, that's one din of rov. But that's not what we're saying here. Because here we're saying, we're not I would understand if you tell me you could eat when you take the first piece out. So zlina basaruba might mean, okay, the first piece, the first piece of the odds are it was a kosher piece. Okay, perhaps even by the second piece. We should have added all three pieces. So here is where there's a famous comment of Reb Chaim, based on the Tosim of a comment of Chav Zayin and Beis. Okay, I put that in the sheet. So the Tosim is in Baba Kama, Chav Zayin and Beis. The Gemara there in Baba Kama is talking about the principle of Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRov. Okay, by Dinim Mamonis, we don't base things on Rov. Okay, there's a Dinim, Motzvi Chavel, all right, other Dinim. But we don't say Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRov. All right? So Tosus wonders the Masal Kamash Malon, but the Kama Chav Zayin and Beis. Tosus says, "Akasha, Tema, my time and help him. Lays the Kama Chomer Dinah Foshes. So you have a Kama Chomer, but Dinah Foshes work should also be by Dinah Mamonis and so on." And Torah says, "Amar Achmana Zil Basaruba Dinah Mamonis La Kol Shekin." But feel with Laysa come on, we followed right, like we said earlier. Shlomar the Hosim Gabbet. Tosus is bothered by what do you mean? Ain't Holkem the Mamon Achar Ro. Let's say I have a case of the Din Torah, okay, and it's not a unanimous decision. Okay, you have a Din Torah, three Rabbanim, two rule one way, the other rule the other way. Okay, even though the two rule that you got to pay, we say, Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Rov. We don't say that, right? Why don't we say that? So Tosafot says, Shiny, the Yeshua, the Hasam, Gabba, the Yonim, Shiny, the Choshev Mir Didhu, Kemisha Eino. He says, when it comes to Dayanim, let's remember, that Dayanim was one of the examples that the Gemara earlier in Chulin, on Daf Yud Aleph Mud Aleph, we talked about either Rubadisa Kamon, mentioned Dayanim. What's the situation? The situation by Dayanim is a decision has to be, a Bezdin of three has to paskin halacha in Dinim Mamonis, or a Bezdin of 23 has to paskin halacha in Dinim Nefashis. If it's a vote, let's say it's, 16-7. L'chorah, that's not good enough, 16 to yeah. A bezin of 23 did not convict this guy, right? Only 16 convict him, and yet we're going to convict him. So the halacha is, that's what Tosa says, Dayan and Shining, the Choshev Miyad did who, Kimi Sheino. No. When you have in Dayan and the Miyad is no longer relevant. Is no one, you know, and I'm not mistaken, I don't hear he's a lawyer or studying law, but in American law, when a case goes to the courts, somebody writes the dissenting opinion, right? They write up dissenting opinion. The winning position is a dissenting view. Okay? So, once a Beis Din rules, the dissenting view is irrelevant. There is no dissenting view. I mean, you can write it up because you want to write up a case. But dissenting view is not, it's as though it was unanimous. That's what Tosafot says. The Dayan and Shani, the Choshev Miyad did who? Kamisha Eino. So on the base of this, of Chayim, that's printed here in the next source, Kedusha Grach Os Reish Chof Tes. Okay, in the regular new Kedusha Grach, the word. Veneer, the end of the Tosas, Hikshu Eich Mahani Rov Dayan Momon Eino Chomon Acha Rov. Right, that was Tosas Kasha. If we say Eino Chomon Acha Rov, so how can Rov Dayan work? The Tirtz of the Shani, Rov Dayan, Choshev Miyad did who? Kamisha Eino. Ubir Dereyam Nire. The end of Veruba Ika Trey Gav. Surprise! Chaim has two different dinim of rov. Two dinim. Okay, the two different dinim of rov. Okay, aleph shehu mevarer umachrias asofik. There's one type of rov which is a mevarer. Okay, a mevarer where there's a suffik. That's our case of the meat that was found in the street. We don't know which store it came from. So the rov tells us which did it come from. It came from the majority of the kosher stores. Now you can eat the meat. That's one type of rov acharam lahatos. She was mevarer machrias asofik. Beis, but here, b'midi de lo shayach klal sofik. Okay, which have a situation where there's no sofik. There's no sofik. He says, for example, going to shechita simonim. Okay, when you shecht an animal, you have to shecht the kon and the vesher. Right, to shecht the windpipe and the trachea. Now, halacha is, even if you didn't, when you shechted rove of each one, rove of the simonim, so then it's also okay. The kaimalon rubo kekulo. That's a din called rubo kikulo. That's a different type of rove. I'll give another example, rubo kikulo. We probably, you know, made it more relevant for those of us who are not shochet. Okay, Pesach night, you're supposed to drink arba kosos. The halacha is supposed to drink a full cup of wine for all four cups. So you have to have seichel not to use such an enormous cup. We don't like wine that much. But it has to be whatever the minimum shear is, so you'll drink four full cups. But we pass him a rubo, as long as you drank rove, is good. Rubo kikulo. You drank rove of the coast, rove coast. Alright, so that's called rubo kikulo. So Chaim says a different type of rove. And he writes, V'chein b'tarobes lach b'lach debot de beruba. Afal gav de ain sofek klal de pshito and the lechach amiyut simonin. Okay, by the shechita case, we know there's no sofek. Okay, we see that we didn't cut through the trachea or the windpipe or the food pipe all the way. We see that he didn't cut it. It's no sofek. But we say Ruba Kakul is a different type of rove. Okay? And Chaim Shitlan, the Ikahacha, Miyut Isser. Same thing like you asked. Tarob is Lach Balak. There is some Isser in here. Okay, so what is it? So he says, L'chor Tamo, Eicha Matzina Mokar L'Rov Zeh. V'nira Dehine Mokar Adin, Dazlina Basa Rov, Huma Acharav Lahatos. V'sham Matzina Shnei Dinim Nifrada, Tzvei Dinim, Tzvei Dinim, Tzvei Dinim, Tzvei Dinim, Lahatos. Okay, even though they're totally different. Okay, there's a din, in effect, of Azlinun Basaruba, or Ruba Kikulo, okay, and a din of Ruba Kikulo, the two different things. So he says, otherwise, how can we have, you know, if the Sanhedrin has to vote, and so on, so you're going to be short data. 23 people have to convict the guy to execute him, right? So you only have a vote of 16 to 7. The answer is no, it was 23-0. That's the Xeris HaKosa. So Reb Chaim's Svara will explain this sheet to the Rosh. That explains the magic of Nepach Isulios Heter. Same way it explains the magic of it's not a Holchem Mamanachar Arov. It was the Bez was unanimous. Apialocha, the Bez was considered to be unanimous, even though it wasn't. It was 2-1, or 16-7, whatever the numbers were. But once the decision, that's Rubo Kikulo. It's like the whole, it's viewed as though the entire Bezin ruled this way. And again, it's the language, it's not the Chaim, it's the language of Tosafot. He says, Gabe Dayonim, Shiny, the Choshev Miyot Didhu, Kimi She'eno. The Miyot is like it doesn't exist. So the Chaim is saying, he's not saying it in the Rosh per se, but he'll explain this somewhat seemingly radical sheet of the Rosh. The one person can eat all three pieces of meat. Why? A Xeris HaKosev. The Xeris HaKosev declares that Rubo Kikulo, and now you can eat everything. That's the Rosh. Okay, that's the Chaim's explanation of the Rosh. Now, clearly, not all the Rishonim go as far as the Rosh does. So in 27 and 28, you have the Taurus HaBayis and the Rosh Bog. The short version, Taurus HaBayis HaKotzes, Bayis Dal Shar Aleph. So Taurus HaBayis HaKotzes, Yud Beis on the Beis. Okay? First of all, the Rosh Bog agrees, like the Rosh and like Tosas, that by Yavish B'Yavish Mimino, it's bottom of Rome, and it's not even any Kormid Rabbanim. V'chein Kol Shar Tzum Shazar Yavish B'Yavish B'Tel HaFilo Achav B'Echav B'Tok Shtayim, bottom of Rome, HaFilo Yisro Shum Divei Minkah. Okay, and he says, "V'kilu v'dovei zel afisha kol echad omid ba'atzmo ochel kol echad ba'atzmo." The cave is about the world. V'ar tor ve'en kani yisus tor kishol echel echad. Because when I take en kani yisus, why kishol echel echad and omer zel shoheter? No, it's because the way the Rashbam explains it, doesn't have this magical nepach isur lios heter. No, the Rashbam says, I look at each piece by itself. I pick up there are three pieces of meat. I pick up this piece of meat. I say, well, 1 minute, is this the kosher meat or is this the non-kosher meat? Well, odds are, 2 to 1, or whatever the numbers are, right? That's kosher meat, I can eat it. Now, put it right, kishaocha omer zeu shoheter, v'chein b'kulon. And each time I pick up another piece of meat, I'll say, well, this was one of the robe. And he adds, I feel ba'achron, and he omer masher necho rishon hu yashul iser. I'll say, oh, wait a minute, no, this is kosher. The usul was one I ate already. Oh, well, I ate it already, right? I mean, so was it a shogeg, whatever. I ate it already, right? In other words, each time you can say, the piece I'm about to eat right now is no good. Okay, and I'm sorry, it's good. And even the last piece, I can say, well, the awesome one was the one I ate already, upar halacho, and this one is mutter. Now, then he throws in, masha ein kein bedvar hanivloin. Okay, when it's mixed together, lach de lach, back to that point, that doesn't quite work. You can't say on each thing, maybe no, because here we have lach de lach, and meat soup, and the pork soup, whatever got mixed together. Every bite, you can't say, well, no, maybe this bite. Whatever, it's all mixed together. All right, but we'll come back to that. But that's what Rashbam writes in Torah's advice. And according to Rashbam, it's not a din in Ruba Kukulo. It's basically the same old din of Ruba Disa Kamon, like in the case of Teisha Chanuyos. On each piece, I look, oh, is this one? Same thing with Teisha Chanuyos. I pick up this piece of meat. Did it come from this store or did it come from that store? Well, odds and R, it came from the majority. Same thing. I take a piece of meat out of the pot. Is this the kosher piece? Is this the non-kosher piece? Odds are, it's the kosher piece. Because it's 2 to 1, whatever the numbers were, you follow? So, according to the Rashbam, there's nothing radical here. The Rosh had this radical idea, which Chaim has a very ingenious justification for, based on Tosas. Tosas pointing Gemara, but the Rashbam doesn't come on to that. It's not Ruba Kukulo. You look at each piece, okay, and it's a regular din. Ruba Nisa Kamon. There's no concept here, Isser Nepach Leos Heter. Okay? In other words, the Isser is still alive. This is still alive. According to the Rosh, this sir is gone. This is dead. Okay, that's this magic of Nepach Yisrael is dead. This disappeared. According to the Rosh, well, no, we know this is still there. But on each individual piece, I'm down on each piece by itself. So each piece, I can say this is not the also piece. Yeah.
So for the Rosh, you could say all three pieces.
Right, but the only thing is the Rosh would seem, but not at the same moment, not at the same time. Correct. Okay. This is a regular suffix, which are machbi al piro, based on kol de parish, meruba kaparish. That's the point. If you take a look in the Taurus HaBayis HaOruch, in the next source, that's on Dav Yud Zayin Al, in the regular edition of Taurus HaBayis, she says again, Al yosh yosh yochol lecho kol chatib ubn atzma, ochel kol chatib ubn atzma, uksheochel zu ani omer lo zu shisha asur, each one. Okay, even the last time. But he says, uluficha ochel kol achas bifnei atzma. There's the two key words over there. He says you have to eat it bifnei atzma. You can't, one person maybe can eat it, but you can't eat it all together. Yeah.
And according to that, it seems that you could eat one and then the other a second later, a minute later.
Right, so the question how far.
You can't have three bites at the same time.
Correct. And if not, it looks like Koil Rashbam looking. I did put on the page, but I didn't see the sheet that quoted the halacha. There's a Tosas written, 29, there's a Tosas written by Basra. Af Laman Al Mabay, Dil Masra Shtay. Okay, Shtay Kite. So he says, they're talking about something else entirely. At the end of that piece, at the end of that Dibra Masa, it was printed in 29, Tosas rewrite, V'zeh domo l'masha v'rashi v'ergit anoshe, sh'nis'ar v'chaticha achas so chelev, it's time for shuman, right, chelev and shuman, chelev is non-kosher, shuman's kosher, v'telev v'rovu, mutulo l'odom l'itach es achas mem l'ochlo, the boss Ruba is leading, u'shlosha b'nei odom nami mutor l'echol shloshtam. He says three different people can eat all three. As you have three friends that sit down together, even though we know that one of us is eating an anka, that's okay. That because each one of us can be down and say, no, I'm not eating the kosher. That's okay. Okay? But he says at the end, however, he says, if Adam Echad Achol Shloshtan, maybe Chatas. He doesn't buy this rush at all. He said, if one person ate all three, okay, then they got to bring carbon chatas. He definitely ate something non-kosher. That's what he said. It sounds like that. Because Lamaisa, yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. It's another sheet. Right? I don't think that those three sheet is brought on in Halacha, but I don't know. So that's those three. You have to bring carbon chatas. Okay? Why? He says why, the last few words. Shaharim biru achal chatichah shachela. There's no question. He ate it, he's chela. There's no question. Without the fancy rush that it became mutter, suddenly this piece of chela became mutter, okay, whatever the lumbus was, behind, but it's still a chiddush, but according to him, nothing to do it. I want to show you one other quick sheet of Rashi and of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dal Amud Alef. Rashi writes, Dilmas Tarti Islay. Rashi writes, We had Bas Bechol. Remember the case of Truma, Gezal Shevet. You can eat it, but you have to get rid of that corresponding piece. You have to remove a corresponding piece, right? You can eat the mixture, but you have to take out. So the Rashi says that over here also. Mashlich Echad Men Lanar. Okay, Rashi, you can't eat all three. You have to get rid of one. You can eat the two, even though there's a pretty good chance that one of them, if you eat two of them. One of them may well be the trade piece. We can get rid of one of them. Just in terms of the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of the Yavish B'Yavish, the Dina Yavish B'Yavish are in Kuf Tes. It's in Kuf Tes at the end of the Kuf, towards the end of the Kuf Tes. We'll just read the Din there. Din Yavish B'Yavish is Aruch. Chatincha she'enu l'skabei she'zar b'chaveres v'acheros min v'min Yavish B'Yavish. So chad betray bottle, umutul achom adam echad kol echad b'shnei atzma. Aval lo yochal shoshtem yachad. Okay, v'yesh misha osul achom adam echad afil zeh hazeh. Okay, so those are the shittas. And chen yesh l'nog l'chadchila, yesh machmin l'hashlich achad, that sheet is brought, you should get rid of one of the pieces, like Rashi said, but that's only a chumrah. Okay, so these are the dinner of the family, we'll get up to that, we'll get up to Sim Kuf Tet. I just wanted to, just be aware, I don't have time to do this. This is to begin the next section for a moment, what I wanted to speak about, in terms of min bimino lach belach. Again, the difference between yavish b'yavish and lach belach is yavish b'yavish, you can have this whole cheshbon. Each piece, I'll say, this may be kosher, this may be, when you have a mitzvah lach belach, every spoonful has iser and heter in it. So there, by lach belach, min bimino halach is the min Torah, it's also batel barov. Okay, because again, there's no discernible flavor. But here, midrabanan requires shishim, gzera atu min b'she'en ominu. Min b'she'en ominu, lach b'lach, requires shishim in a Torah. That gives you a flavor. That requires shishim in a Torah, so they have such a gzera. We should just be aware, though, that there is a sheet in Tanoim, which we discussed in Masrach Hov also. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, Vayikra Parak Tezayin, Pasuk Yuches, and Pasuk Achrimos. It says, V'yotzer on his be'ach ha-shalik na'ashem v'chipa lo'u lo'kach midam ha-par midam ha-soyer. By Bodhis HaKippurim, but not Sal Karnas Mizbeach Soviv. Okay, you have a mixture of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSor from Yom HaKippurim. Bodhis Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so the Gemara has in Menachos, Chav Beis and Al, Gemara Chav Beis and Beis, a famous Machokas, Yuda and a Chachomet. Okay, the Gemara says, Am Yochan Hashem Mikro Echadorshu, Lakach Midam HaPar, Midam HaSor, Hadobo Yadua Shedomo Shal Par, Meruba Midomo Shal Soy. A cow is bigger than a goat. Okay, so obviously a cow, a lot more blood coming out of a cow than coming out of a sower. And yet, the Torah, when they're mixed together, the Torah says, midam ha-par, midam ha-sower. It somehow retains individual identity. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we learn from there, min bimino ain't a bottle, that it retained its identity. But min bimino is never bottle. Halach halach, min bimino is never bottle. Rabbanan says you learn something else, a local din by kachim, that Olin is not that says a special din by kachim. Okay, but there is this shita. There is a shita of Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is never bottled. Okay, the Chacham say it is bottled. But we should be aware that there is such a shita. I just want to correct at 36, I just said, I was sleeping or whatever. That should not be Avodah Zarah, should be Zvachim, as long as you couldn't find it.
Yeah. Okay, Ayin Tes?
Yes, should be Zvachim, and it should be Ayin Tes, not Sabbath Tes. So, guess I was asleep when I wrote that. So 36, you just want to correct. It's Zochim Ayin Tesal Aleph. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan, very similar statement to what we had Rava here in Chulin. It says, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanan, B'taima, B'Amar Rabbanan, B'ruba. Then we have like an argument, it says, Rabbanan sometimes say it's Kvela, sometimes say it's Taima, sometimes say it's what was the third one, argument again?
Shishim,
right? So we have a similar statement by the same Rava over there in Zvachim, Ayin Tesal Aleph. Sometimes they say it's Taima, sometimes they say it's Rov. And the rule is, min mishenu mina b'taimo, min mino is beruba. Okay, mishenu is a matter of time, and min mino is ruba. Okay? And, but this machotis, Yehuda, and the Chachom comes up in a few places. Mark Chulin on Kuftes, Hamad Aleph says, 37, Rabbi Yehuda, tame, min mino lo bato, Rabbanan say, min mino is bato. Okay? And Tosin and Chulin say, you know, what the Aleph is important, Tosin and Chulin, Sadi Zion, Hamad Aleph, Yehuda Maskel, I'm a rubber, so we don't have to see the whole thing. This we said is machokas before, which is rubber, who the passing like, and so we follow the sheet of rubber. But I'll just end off with, before I won't do the tshuva from Yitzchak Hanum now. 39, the tshuva is Ber Yitzchak, that's a Yitzchak Hanum. Omar Yeshiva's name, right? It's an inspector. So he has tshuva Ber Yitzchak, and Yargei Simon Yud. So look over that, I didn't get a chance to yet. Because the question is, really, how can we talk about being allowed to eat any kind of tarogas of Lach Belach? But, so, what's the question? So, according to the Rush, there's no question. The same magic works. Nepach Iser, Leos Heter. Like you said before, why is that mean Yechidish? It's not. According to the Rush, it's the same thing. According to the Rush, then we have this principle called Iser Nepach Leos Heter. Again, whatever the lumbus may be. We'll explain it by Lach Belach also. But according to the Rush, Baal, and other Rishonim, they say that's not based. There's no, it's not a new din of Rubu Kikulo. It's not like the miyuk doesn't exist anymore, like we said by Bezdin. That's not what it's like. It's a regular old-fashioned dinner. Rubin said, come on. So on each piece, we can be done individually. So the question is, how does that work by Lach B'Lach? Because that's what we'll look at with Hashem next time. Okay, according to Rashba, according to Tosfos Rid, according to others, again, they will follow according to Rosh. There's no question. There's no difference between Lach B'Lach and Yom Yavish. We have a principle, and the Rosh said it's Xeris HaKosov, whatever the Lomans means, Xeris HaKosov, Heter Nepach Lius Hitzer, Ayesha Nepach Lius Heter. But if you don't hold like that, and the whole Heter was on each individual piece, I could say, well, maybe this isn't the forbidden piece, right? Like the Rosh Bar said, each piece I'll pick up. And even when I come to the last piece, I'll say, oh, it must have been the other piece when I ate before. So how does that work by Lach B'Lach? So that's what the B'Lachon Ritzchon has a clever approach. Based upon a Rambam Hilchos Shar Avos Atum of all places, so that we'll finish off with Bez Hashem. Next time we'll start the Siman inside Sarikhes, inside specifically talk about the issue of Timas Kfela, having a great expert to taste the food. Okay, wish you a good day.